Hello, Rochester. This is Nurse Bowen. Rochester and communities across the U.S. hosted outstanding events in celebration of Juneteenth. Juneteenth, also known as Juneteenth Independence Day, Freedom Day, Emancipation Day, commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. My hope is that as we continue to celebrate this great day, Black people will also embrace the lifestyle changes necessary to become free from the impact of chronic diseases such as high blood pressure. Did you know that research suggests that the prevalence of high blood pressure among Black people in the United States is among the highest in the world? The racial differences are evident at all ages. Blacks are found to develop high blood pressure at an earlier age than whites. Even our children's blood pressures are higher than that of white kids. Can you imagine the damage that high blood pressure is doing to us and our children across the lifespan? If you ever wondered, what does high blood pressure look like? Go into your kitchen. Turn on the faucet slowly and turn it all the way up until that water is coming out of that faucet at top speed. And imagine that that's the blood flowing through your body. That, folks, is what high blood pressure looks like. That high flow is damaging your eyes, your brain, your heart, and all your blood vessels throughout your whole body. Okay, now turn that water off. Hypertension, high blood pressure as the old folks call it, is known as the silent killer. And many people have no symptoms at all. But what I also know is that sometimes Black folks get used to living with discomfort in their bodies, with pain, and they just keep going, ignoring the signs. It's not that they're not there. They gotta work. They got bills to pay. They got things to do. So they overlook those small changes in their eyes, the headache, the not feeling well, and they just keep on going. So I'm going to ask you for one thing. When it comes to high blood pressure, let there be no silence among us. One thing, please have every single person in your household check their blood pressure. Make sure that you know what those numbers are. Share those numbers with your healthcare providers. Share those numbers with the pediatricians so that by next Juneteenth, we know where we stand and we're working on plans so that we as a people can be free from the chronic illnesses that continue to impact our families. From the station that cares about the community, 103.9 WDKX.